Audio Gravity, 16th of August 2009. Good afternoon. I've been trying to catch up with these for the last two or three days, but I've been very, very busy. Plus, Ella's got a case of chicken pox, and just generally things have got a little bit sort of hectic over the last week or so. First link today is opentrackers.net, which is a BitTorrent tracking site, and it's like a directory, if you like, of torrent sites that are out there, because a few people might know that BitTorrent, or should I say Pirate Bay, is closing down or swapping hands, and therefore it'll be a totally different kind of torrent tracking engine, or have differences in it which might make it not so appealing as a tracker as before. So OpenTrackers is nice because they give you an idea of if the servers are up or not. You can refresh it, you can sign up from the page. And also there's a whole spectrum of different kinds of sites as well. So there's ones for, you know, apps, or for Awesome HD, or, you know, Arabic series. There's a whole bunch of different sites. So that's opentrackers.net. Next link is over on earmilk.com. Earmilk is like in a hip-hop, sort of indie, sort of underground, sort of, you know, cross-section from all of the different genres, but more on an indie tip. And one thing I really like about Earmilk is that they've got StreamPad integration, which is this little bolt-on toolbar which scans for MP3s in the page and pulls them into a nice little player at the bottom. So you can literally start it playing and it just continues on to the next track, and you can get information about the artist. It's a nice little site. I subscribe to it via Twitter and RSS feed, and occasionally there's some track that sort of stands out that I really, really like, and I cross-post it over to Tumblr. Next link today is over on friesinger.net. He hasn't actually got a lot on the actual main site, but if you go to /packing, what he's done is compiled a bunch of photos and text regarding kit that he's putting into a backpack, because he's basically packing for a world tour, or a tour of the world, and he's got this constantly changing itinerary where he's going on Google Maps. But he's documented everything that he's taking in his backpack. And I've got to give him props, because he's really, really gone to town on the detail. And you go through these pictures, he took some really nice high-res pictures of the bag, of this day bag, and everything that's inside the bag. What's cool, though, is he's actually broke it down bit by bit, layer by layer. So he takes one main bag out, and then you see what he's got inside the backpack there. And then he breaks apart those bags, as in the contents of those bags. He's got backup drives, he's got, you know, kit for in the field, you know, soap, various, you know, right down to minute detail, things that are either lightweight or useful or easy to pack. And it's quite an epic backpack of stuff. And I've found some really, really good items in here that you can get in the UK that will be useful for the ammo box. For instance, some waterproof iPhone and iPod covers, splashproof, I shouldn't say, yeah. I guess they are waterproof to a certain degree, but more splashproof. But he's linked up every single thing that he's got inside his backpack, and it's quite an epic backpack, right down to, you know, gloves and trainers and everything. So definitely a link to check out. If you're a mobile media maker, or you're somebody who is thinking about traveling, definitely go and check out his blog, because he's really thought it through. Next link is over on Livid, Life and Living It. 50 things to say before you die. I know it sounds really morbid, but I like blog posts like this. I don't read them regularly. I don't read them daily, probably once a week or once a month. Depends if I'm traveling anywhere. I normally bring it up in Byline on Google iPhone, which is like a linked up Google reader. But there's a whole bunch of stuff, that things that you should say before you die, and I really, really like the list. Some of it are ones that I've never really thought of saying before, and some of them are just epic, just making a stand comments. Next link is over on Fodors.com. Fodors. What to do when you lose your passport, money, and credit cards while traveling. Now, I know it's not very much of a tech inclined post, but how many times do you actually travel everywhere and you just think, yeah, I've got my passport, it's in my bag, don't have to worry about it. There's some really useful tips on here about making sure you've got a backup plan. Just down to the basic of taking a photocopy of your passport. Really useful tips. There's 7 tips on here about backing up things to do with your passport, finding out about your bank policies. Stuff I just didn't even entertain. You just assume, you know, you can phone somewhere or look on the web or get in touch with somebody. It's great. It's a lot easier to get a replacement passport if you've got the passport number or a copy of the passport. So I suggest that if you're traveling anywhere soon, get your camera out, your iPhone, whatever, take a photo of your passport. I know you probably got paranoia, safety issues about having that photo inside your iPhone, but it'll be, if you lose your passport from, you know, going out and using it as ID, then it'll take a lot longer to get one than having a photo of it. Last link today is going back to the tech thing for a bit. Quite an epic media server, 48 terabyte media server. The guys are storing a lot of raw HDV cam footage and loads of multi-track audio recording, so they needed a way to have all this sort of backed up in a consolidated way. And so what he's done is he's spec'd out what he was going to use for the parts list, and he's also got an interconnect between the two. So he started off with a 24 terabyte media server and then just basically doubled it up with another kit above it. Epic photos, brilliant install log, so much tech in terms of tech reports and tech graphs that he's done. He's getting pretty much burst over 1 gigabyte a second with sustained reads of over near 800 megabits a second. And he's got 24 drives in RAID 6. If you're a geek, you'll appreciate this. There is photos on there, scarily enough, of it running on Windows, which I just don't... I hope he's not used Windows. I think he's just done that probably to get the pictures so you can see how awesome this piece of kit is. And you can see all the CPU usages in the performance window. Epic, epic build. Can you imagine having a 48 terabyte media server in your house? I hope it's not too noisy. That's it for today. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.